temptation to call, and that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share, because when the sunshine we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I must stick it out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella, you can stand under my.
And welcome to WMFO in Medford.
Good morning.
Hi. What show are we?
Who
are we?
The Clog Dance.
Who are we?
My name is Nina.
I'm Emma.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Nice.
Yeah, my voice was a little bit gone this weekend, but it's like mostly back. So now maybe it's just gross that I keep coughing, but yeah.
I'm in the same boat. I feel like most people are. It's just that time of year. But if
it's true.
We get our fall colds over with early, then later on we'll be good. Because you have to get one.
Is that how
per
it works?
Fall, right? At least I usually do.
I don't know if that's like a mandatory quota situation.
That you have to get it and then you don't get it again. Yeah, maybe you're right. I like to think
although we can roll with that, yeah.
Well, I would like to get it no times, but
yeah.
I don't think it's practical for like how we're surrounded by people all the time.
Yes.
So. Anyway, I hope that you feel better soon.
If only there were something we could do to ensure that we didn't get a cold.
Oh,
like
there
some
probably
sort of
is.
Charm. Or could have been a lot more subtle.
Our theme of the week is superstitions.
Yay.
So we'll be talking about a lot of the things, at least for my songs, I really follow all of these, I would say. Yep. So
you're like checking,
checking my playlist. Mm-hmm, like,
yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'm a pretty superstitious person. So
yeah,
get ready to hear about that.
Yeah.
Speaking of, also it's 7:06:15 in the morning, just in case you needed a time check, everyone. I forgot to say that earlier. What song did we just hear? That was my question for you.
The song we just heard was Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Nice.
My thought process there was that, like, that's a fun song to listen to. Additionally, a superstition that comes to mind is the one about umbrellas in your house and how you can't have umbrellas inside because it's bad luck.
Or, like, close them inside, right?
Or you open them, I think. Oh, no. I think you have to be able to, like, take your umbrella into your house, but I think you can't. You're not supposed to open them.
How do you feel about that one?
I don't subscribe. Like, it's not like if I open an umbrella, I'd be like, oh, no. So much bad luck forever. But, I feel like it probably someone started that just because it's, like, pretty inconvenient and, like, can be rude and messy to open an umbrella inside. Like, if you walk into, like, a room that's crowded out of the rain and then you... And then you close your umbrella and then you're, like, trying to leave again and you open it.
Yeah.
Then you're just, like, hitting people with your wet umbrella.
Well, that's true. But what if someone was just cursed a long time ago because they opened their umbrella inside?
Yeah. Also, that's very plausible. And so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't totally, like, 100% subscribe, but I definitely am not discounting the possibility
that,
of, like, long-standing
of
curses.
Also. But also, there's probably a long-standing curse.
Probably. Yes.
Yeah, it's also, like, a little bit spooky outside right now because it's sort of rainy and dark.
It's gray,
yeah. So that's fitting for our theme. The weather turned not so great so that we could talk about superstitions right now, I'm sure.
Yes.
Great.
Do you want to play a song?
Yeah, I would like to play a song.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to The Clog Dance.
We are still here. It is still WMFO in Medford. It is now 7:15.
7:16 now.
You're right. Emma's right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to discredit
No, you were right.
Just time moved. So we heard a couple of
songs. Oh, gosh.
We heard a couple of songs just there.
What were they?
The first one we heard was called Rose Quartz by Toro y Moi. And I like that song because I've read a lot about different crystals having different energies.
Mm-hmm.
So there are like a couple of examples of that. Like for obsidian, it's supposed to block negative energy. For lapis,
that's the like really smooth the black one, right? One.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I have a candle that has that in it to block negative energy at my house. But rose quartz is supposed to like promote love and good happy feelings. So I have a rose quartz necklace. I'm not wearing it right now. Shoot. But I like to think about stones having like healing energy or good energies.
I like that. Do you want to talk about the week that it is now or no?
Oh yeah, I can do that. I have a song that's
we'll
relevant to it.
But stay tuned to hear about this week is and how
it's really exciting.
Yeah.
And how it will relate to that. Maybe. Depending on if anyway. You'll hear about it. Stay tuned. The second song we heard is called Ring of Fire, and it's by Joaquin Phoenix, and it's from the movie Walk the Line, but it's originally a Johnny Cash song. I just didn't take the original version. Anyway, I chose that song because fire is really important, and I was thinking more like in magic for this instead of like superstitions. Which,
no, I feel good about that.
And last year, Nina and I like practiced a little bit of magic one night, and
a little bit.
Some
we practiced
very
like a substantial amount of magic.
And I just, that's what I think of when I think of magic. It's just like, but we were not in a ring of fire. We were like, it was not that at all. But
yeah, a ring of fire.
In a lot of TV shows that I watch involving magic, there is like a big old ring of fire.
Yeah.
So,
or like the pentagram lights up on fire. Like there's like a circle of salt and a circle of fire. Yeah. I feel like there are various circles and fires and such. I agree.
I think that that's actually probably what Joaquin Phoenix and Johnny Cash were talking about, right? It's doing magic.
Yes.
For their ring of fire.
Yes. Good. I think so.
Great.
That's true.
Do you want to, speaking of fire and light,
I do.
Do you want to read a PSA?
Yeah. So perhaps you're superstitious about the, or you're more superstitious maybe in the evening hours, I feel is sometimes common. Additionally,
yep. Or in the
evening hours, yeah, are a great time to do some spells.
Mm-hmm.
If electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Best possible time to cause a fire is when you're doing magic.
Yeah. That was a PSA.
Superstitious about safety. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you want to play a tune?
I do.
Okay. It's all you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Clog Dance.
We are here. We are feeling sleepy, but we are ready to dance.
And talk about the songs we just heard.
The songs we just heard. They were, one, the song Number by Merce Lemon, and two, the song Catastrophe by Yumi Zuma. My thought process behind those songs was, firstly, that, I feel like you in general are more superstitious than I am, but superstition slash aversion slash visceral compulsion of some sort is for me that I really don't like even numbers. I really only like odd numbers. Like, even numbers make me kind of nauseous if I think about them for too long. Odd numbers, love those. I'll like do weird math with numbers to like make them come out to be odd, which makes a lot more sense in my head than the way I just said it, so I'm gonna move on. Anyway, that song called Number makes me think of numbers. Additionally, there's this part in the song Catastrophe, which we listened to right after that, where they're saying different numbers, and I was like, there we go.
Oh, your theme of the two.
A little duo. Additionally, I think often people are superstitious in the hopes of averting catastrophe. Mm-hmm. Like, the reason you would have superstitions is to stop things from going wrong.
Yeah.
So
I also think that the numbers thing, I feel that too in many ways. And also, I have a lot of things about different times that I like really pay attention to, such as 11/11. But then there's another one that anytime you see all the numbers are the same, like 1/1/1/2/2/2, that kind of thing, that means someone's thinking about you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
so there's
nice.
Some nice ones associated with numbers that I like, but
is is it any time all the numbers are the same, or when you notice them being the same?
It's when you notice it.
Okay.
You have to see it. That's the same with like 11/11, how you can only make a wish if you see it.
Do you have to touch something blue to make a wish?
Do you have to what?
Do you do the thing where you have to touch something blue to make a wish?
No.
Oh.
No, that's a thing.
Yeah.
See, there's so
11/11, touch something blue and make a wish.
Oh, and I know also some people like close their eyes and like cover their ears or something.
No.
I just like...
That's cool.
And do it. You couldn't see me, but I was closing my eyes, but it was more in like a
dreamy, like a happy way. Like just a moment.
I think that was a really, I hadn't even thought about numbers, but that's something that is really valid.
Thanks. I also have a math test tomorrow, so there's that.
Oh.
Love numbers.
Well, this will be a nice lucky a lucky thing for your math test. Maybe I can play a tune now.
Please do.
Yay.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky. Early morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup. Perfect smile. Like
Hello.
Hi.
It's Emma and
Nina.
It's a cloud dance. It's 7:35 a.m.
It sounded like you said cloud dance a little bit, which I'm into as an alternative concept.
It can be the cloud dance. Clog dancing in the clouds.
I like that one.
In my dreams. But we heard a couple songs just now. The first one was called Lucky by Britney Spears.
Amazing.
And I made this choice because a lot of the reasons that I do superstitious things is because, sorry that my chair is creaky, I just feel like a lot of them, at least the way that I've been told them, bring luck to you. Like having a lucky item of clothing, I think, is one that a lot of people do. I used to do it before races. I know people who have like ones that they save for like very special occasions when they feel like they need a lot of luck. But for me, I have a lucky necklace. It's one that I always wear. I don't know if you've noticed it. And I would say that I wear it every day, and then I feel really weird if I don't wear it. And it's not like every day is like incredibly charged with luck for me. It's more of a, I guess, an omen against, not an omen, like
talisman?
A talisman against bad things happening. Mm-hmm. Like, it's keeping me on track, I think.
Yeah.
So that's how I view my lucky necklace. But then there are some things, like, I know that I had, like, a lucky, like, pair of socks for race day when I used to run. Like, there are those things that you wear every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Do you have any items of clothing that you feel special about that way?
I don't think I have any lucky pieces of clothing. I'm thinking about that Arthur episode where they have a lucky pencil.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
he, like, loses it and thinks he can't do it. And then he does it on his own. And then someone gives him a different pencil and, like, says they found the lucky one, I think. And then he takes the test and does really well. And he's like, it's because I found my lucky pencil. Like, that I needed it.
But
and then they're like,
really,
it was just you.
Oh.
You just did it yourself.
So
you don't need this lucky pencil. And so
I like that, but in my case I do need the luck.
No, I mean, that's fair.
This necklace that I have, it also represents the elements, and so it's connecting you to nature and, like, using the power of the things around you.
Word.
That's what it says, so that's what I believe. And then the other song we heard was just Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Not just Superstition by Stevie Wonder, but I just played that one because it's the title of our theme, and because I like the song, and because my mom wanted to play it.
Yay!
So, she's listening. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
But yeah, those are my two. And a lot of people, just as another point, really, when I say that I have a lucky necklace, they get really, like, kind of angry at me. They're like, Emma, there's no such thing as luck and magic.
And you're like,
I'm like, well,
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's something that I have to say about that.
Huh.
Do you want to play some tunes?
I would like to, indeed.
Okay. It's all you.
Yeah.
I'm less than feed or fodder. for any living human. Oh, I can't see you. Maybe that's why I think you're the perfect person. But oh, I can feel you. I feel more than I felt for any living human. And no one can steal you. That's because you don't have a physical condition. But this love that fills me is certainly more than just an apparition. And oh, together forever for us till death do us part. Doesn't matter, I know we'll be together forever for us till death do us part. Doesn't matter, I know.
Welcome back to the Clog Dance.
Here we are.
We heard some tunes. What were they?
We heard two tunes.
That's funny for a variety of reasons. The first song we heard was called Wishing Well by the Screaming Females. Thought process being, also it's on the album Rose Mountain, which makes me think of the song about Rose Quartz that you played. Mm. Additionally, I was thinking about throwing coins and wishes in a wishing well. Wishing in general is like arguably superstitious, yeah. Which sounds sort of sad.
I don't think superstitious is as negative as, like, a lot of people think it's so negative, I take it in, like, a kind of positive way. Like,
cool.
You're in tune with the world around you.
I like that. You're thinking about some stuff. Taking some precautions. I think, like, throwing coins and wishing well is a superstitious thing to do.
That's
was fair. My thought process.
Yeah.
The other song we heard was by Best Friends Forever, and that was called Ghost Song.
And I think that song is funny.
And ghosts are also potentially superstition. I guess, okay, one thing I'm wondering, right, and maybe you can help me clarify this,
okay,
is there a distinction, and if so, what is it? Or I guess maybe this is the distinction I'm seeing, and I'm wondering if I'm making it up, but like between superstitions that are like things a person enacts, so like touching something blue and making a wish on the on 11/11, or like throwing a quarter in the wishing well, or wearing a necklace, versus superstitious like things in general, like believing in ghosts. Like, is that a different
there's like
category
the supernatural
of like
category?
And I think it's the supernatural. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's thing though is that like I think that people like who are more likely to believe in superstitions are probably also more likely to believe in the supernatural.
Okay.
Or like at least
I don't know
if I necessarily believe in ghosts, but I have no idea.
I definitely don't like not believe in ghosts.
Yeah, but it's not like
I think I believe in ghosts.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'd have to think about that one. But I definitely do at least like to think that like things can have power through luck and thinking about them, and that you can like have some like extra, like an extra boost of confidence at least by believing that you have a talisman, like the Arthur pencil.
Arthur's
thing.
Pencil.
Yeah, yes. That was a really beautiful. I should go back and watch that episode.
It's really beautiful. Oh wow!
But I have two tunes.
Please,
if that's okay,
play some two tunes.
Ooh, bye.
I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my land, I'm building a still to slow.
I could hold out my arms and say I love you this much. I could tell you how long I will long for your touch. How much and how far would I go to prove the depth and the breadth of my love for you? From here to the moon and back, who else in this world will love you like that? Love everlasting, I promise you that. From here to the moon and back, here to the moon and back.
on promises made and love without end. No need to wonder how faithful I'll be. Now and on into eternity.
From here to the moon and back. In this world could love you like that. Forever and always I'll be where you're at. From here to the moon and back. From here to the moon and back,
and back.
Hello.
Hello.
This has been the Clog Dance.
I love you to the moon and back.
Aww. Back at ya.
Oh, that was nice.
You're listening to the Clog Dance on WMFO in Medford. It's 7:55 a.m. I hope you're enjoying your morning, everyone. We heard a couple of tunes just there. The first one was called Woods by Bon Iver. We heard an excerpt of that. And something that I really believe in is knocking on wood.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, that's just like probably my biggest superstitious belief is that, like, if you say something and you do want it to happen or you don't want it to happen, you have to knock on wood three times.
Three times, okay.
Yeah, and sometimes people will be really mean and knock on it four times to, like, in front of me to, like, mess me up, and it really freaks me out.
And then what do you do? Do you have to knock on it
then I another just, like, time? Feel really, or, like, I just feel really, like, uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay. And then the next song we heard was From Here to the Moon and Back by Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton. And I like that song because it has to do with the moon. And this week, like, even last night and 2 days ago, was the supercharged Hunter's Moon, because we're in the sign of Aries right now. And what that means is that you're supposed to just really take charge this week. You have the whole week to do it.
Take charge this week.
Flaunt your independence. release your inner warrior. If anyone needs an article, I can send it to them about the specifics of what you're supposed to do. But you're just supposed to, like, really take charge and say yes to things you want this week.
Yes,
so be powerful this week.
Yes.
It's all because of the moon.
Yes.
So those are the songs we heard. That was my last message for you. Nina, do you want to play a tune to end us off?
The last song you're going to hear is by Jesse McCartney. It's called Beautiful Soul, and this is the remix from the Cinderella Story movie, which I watched several times in the last month, and also have been listening to the soundtrack for the last week, and I think it has been improving my life, so maybe that's my talisman. It's the Cinderella Story soundtrack. Anyway, we're just going to play this, so I'm going to stop talking.
Bye.
Another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and you're beautiful. So you're the one I want to chase. You're the one I want to hold. I won't let another minute go to waste. I want you and you're beautiful. So
that you are something special to you. I'd be always faithful. I want to be what you always needed. Then I hope you see the heart in me.
I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beauty.